Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the Shizzo. Yeah. So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Of course, I want you guys to hit us up and follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter personally at Blizzard. Got some new music to play, more music to break. Welcome to another episode of our All Indie Music Playlist over here at K100 Radio that we call The Subway, The Underground Ride Out. Of course, as you know, all the music that's been, well, all the artists that be played on this particular segment, they've been properly vetted and passed our indie review segment that we like to call Ill or Chill. The Indie Music Review, and that's where we play the artist's center songs, and we play it live on the air. And we open up the phone lines to the callers from, of course, all across the nation, and they choose whether or not it's ill or should it be killed. And if they get more ill votes than killed votes, then this is where they land. They pay the toll to take a ride onto the subway, the underground ride out. So that's how it all works. That's how you get over here. Artists, if you want to get your music reviewed on Ill or Kill, send us one MP3 with your artist info, your name, please, the name of the song, please, to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100Radio@gmail.com. Please don't send me a song. Don't send me the MP3 file labeled track 101. Nothing is more annoying than that. Because now I got to rename it. Sometimes I just say the hell with it. No artist be sending me music over here at K100 Radio. No name. It just says, check this out. Music submission. New song. Want to play it on your show. No name. No bio. Track name. Track 218. And you think I'm going to take my time out? Shit is already free to get on Ill or Kill. You should be charging you by now, but I'm not. Yes, I got enough people listening to charge you, motherfuckers, but I don't. But even be that as it may, you want me to go the extra mile to find out who you are? What's the name of your song? Go download it from DatPiff? As if I want to fucking hear DJ, whoever the fuck you picked, talking all over the fucking track on my show? Just needed to get that off my chest. So now, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. Hit the phone lines up. You know, it's Ill or Kill, so we don't get too many calls for Ill or Kill, because basically people are just listening to the music until we get our interviews on. You feel me? All right. Last night we had Tory Grace on. That was a good interview. You should go back and listen to episode 406 if you missed it. You know what I'm saying? This is that particular episode. It's pretty good, pretty interesting conversation that we had with her. And we played a lot of music. We played more R&B than we normally do. That's because me and her got into a discussion about, you know, saying indie artists and good indie artists, whatever. And so she was like, I wanted to hear some good R&B. And I told her, I am the authority. I'm the authority over here at K100 in the hot underground artists that's around the Atlanta area and the nation. Of course, we're based out of Atlanta. Southside checking in. But our listening audience, fans across the nation, even across the globe, because we got people listening and checking in over in the UK, because we got a couple of UK artists in rotation, man. So, you know, not people just in America that tune in to K100. They don't always call in live because it's not as easy for them to call in. But trust me, we get the inboxes and Twitter messages that they're checking us out over there, whether it be on the iPod, via the iTunes podcast, or whether it be them streaming it live, listening to the replay. You know, when like night and day over there, so like right now, it's like middle of the night or some shit like that over there. So they don't really listen live too much, but they listen to the replays, listen to the podcast, and we know we got an audience over in the UK. Not as big, of course, over here in the States, but growing as we add more international artists to the roster via Illa Kill. So check us out, man. You gotta understand that we got people listening from all over the world, so we're not going to be playing one kind of music. Definitely not going to be playing just rap. And if we do play a lot of rap, it definitely won't be all turned up. Nothing against it, just not going to flood my whole show with it. Not going to happen. So, but we do have some great artists, man, from all over the country, all over the world, in rotation over here on the subway. So if you want to holler at me on the show, make sure you hit the number one if you call in. 347-934-0966. Make sure you press the number one on your keypad if you want to talk to me. Otherwise, I'll assume you're just calling in to listen to the show via your phone, which is cool with me, no problem. But on the subway, we try to focus mostly on the music and the interview or whatever and keep it rolling, keep it moving. But I will come to the phone lines. I've said that I'll come to the phone lines a little more frequently. So if you call into the show midstream or whatever, press the number one. I'll come to the screening call. I'll tell you, look, I got one or two more songs to play, whatever, what have you. But I'll get you on the line. I try not to make people wait no more than two songs in order to open up the lines. Maybe they just want to give a shout out. Maybe they have a request. Maybe somebody didn't want to hear that we got in rotation over here. Of course, one other thing that we want you to do, pay attention. We definitely want you to go check out our main site, ChainlessEntertainment.com, the parent company for K100 Radio. www.chainlessentertainment.com, chainlessentertainment.com, chainlessentertainment.com. We've got music, videos, blog entries that are really great, really good reads for the artists, because the most of the blog entries on the page is about music and the industry. We've got performance opportunities, network opportunities, people that you need to meet, other grinders that you need to affiliate yourself with, all right, other artists. Some of the artists that's in rotation over here on K100 Internet Radio, got those guys over there listed so you can listen to some of their music and connect with them. Maybe you want to collaborate. Maybe you just want to become a fan. It's up to you, however you want to take it. But go check out chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. All right? Trust me, you won't be sorry. I promise. There's not much going on in entertainment news tonight. I mean, not really. Chris Brown had to shut his Twitter down. We talked about that last night because somebody threatened some chick that he was going back and forth with on Twitter. I don't know why a millionaire motherfucker is Twitter beef. Beyond me. I wouldn't be. I'm Chris Brown. The fuck I care? Why am I going back and forth on Twitter with anybody? I'm so rich. It doesn't make any sense to me. Then again, though, sometimes you just can't let some shit slide. Another young black teenager killed over in Florida, over in Duval County, with a confrontation with a white guy. Oh, but this particular one is not like Trayvon. I'm going to stop short and saying this is the same as the Trayvon incident. All right? Dude got into it with a car full of young black males. Four of them, they was four deep in the car. They pulled up, pumping gas, bumping the music loud. He told them, can you turn your music down? They said something back. Shots were fired. One of the young black males, 17-year-old teenager, he's dead. White guy is already locked up and has charges pending, so it's definitely not like Trayvon where they tried to bury and hide it for weeks before they even charged the man with anything. I don't know what's going to be the turnout of it, but I will. You know, you guys know over here at K100 and Radio, I keep shit 100. And I'm a gun enthusiast. I own guns. I advocate owning guns, and I advocate popping the motherfucker if they trying to fuck with you. I don't care who don't like that. You pussies, I don't care. All right? You know what I mean? Because I feel like if no one's physically touching you, or no one, you know, words are words, but if somebody walking up on you, invading your space, drop them. So I'm actually not really against stand your ground laws. You know, they had this whole crusade going against stand your ground. I like stand your ground laws. And everybody listening to the show know personally, I had an incident where if stand your ground laws were in effect back when I had an incident, I wouldn't have never went to jail. I ended up going to jail, and I was facing a fucking decade in prison just for defending myself. So I'm not really, but, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys are hearing a little stuff about it. We'll see what happens with it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, race is always a factor. This is America spelled with three Ks, not a C. So who knows? Who knows? But I'm keeping my eye on that particular case. In other news, the Republicans are doing everything they can to try to stop anything the president do. So nothing new over there. Shit's popping up over in the Middle East again. First it was Israel and the Palestinians. Again, heard that story before. But now shit's going down in Egypt. Guys might want to check that out over there. Shit be mattering to us over here. It be affecting stuff that we got going on over here, but you just don't even realize it. So I'm here to inform you, even though this is a hip-hop segment and a music segment, some shit you might want to just Google. Maybe just after this right here, go watch. After this goes off the air, maybe go watch a little CNN or Anderson Cooper or something. Familiarize yourself with it. You can just get on Facebook if you got a certain breed of friends and check out some of these stories. Of course, if your whole fucking news feed and timeline is full of ignorant niggas and people who just pretty much don't want to do shit with their lives. Ah, well, something I can do about that. That's on you, pimpin'. So, let's get to the music. Halfway through the hour, we got the homie T.O. Green coming up for an interview at 9 p.m. Make sure you guys hang around. It's going to be pretty interesting. I got some questions for T.O. Green. I'm going to dig into things that T.O. Green probably doesn't want to discuss. But this is K100. He has to discuss them. Yes, I'm going to talk about Swag Team. Yes, I'm going to bring up the Young Jock stuff. Yes, I'm going to bring all that up with my interview with T.L. Green. Now, he can refuse to answer, but I'm going to bring it up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring it all up. So, let's go ahead and get to the music. I played a whole bunch of R&B last night, so let me jump over here to the hip-hop, man, and see what's crack-a-lacking. Plus, I got a whole bunch of new additions to the show, man, that I didn't even play last night. You know what I'm saying? So, I got to get some of these guys on, because I know these motherfuckers like, niggas. I got ill 3 weeks ago. I ain't been played yet. My bad. You know, I took last week off. Let's see. New music. Well, I don't know if I want to start with nothing new. You know what? The homie Decatur Red, he's got a joint I like, and this is a new addition. You know what I mean? Shouts out to the East Side of Atlanta checking in. We'll start it off right there, all right? You're not rocking with the best of them. This is the Subway. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio, man. Let's get it.
These nigga motherfuckers sleep, man. Y'all nigga better wake the fuck up and realize that your life ain't gon' motherfucking change until you change it. I brought that motherfucking paper, them green guys, that pyramid, nigga. Real shit. Me and my motherfucking team gotta eat, man. Cry about shit.
Everything we do is about that bread. We might act the fool about that bread. People that we choose about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. Ducking from the feds about that bread. So much bloodshed about that bread. Split a bigger head about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread.
That bread run the world, just ask Obama. Every war was by that bread, I put that on my mama. We got some goons in that office and they take it, bro. The Pledge of Allegiance, just that blood motivation, bro. United we stand, the American dream. Just get that green, by any means. First you need a hustle, then a stupid team. That stupid gear above the gap and stay stupid clean. Let everything you do be about that pay. Everyone you choose be about that pay. Win or lose about that pay. That pay. Change your life for real. Every man for himself. Kill or be killed. You know the drill. Divide and conquer. Survive the game. Stay afloat and don't go under. And keep your eyes on every potential threat. Don't lose focus. Don't chase that pussy. Let's take some checks. Yo. Everything we do is by that bread. We might act the fool about that bread. People that we choose is by that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. Ducking from the feds.
thoughts about that bread. So much bloodshed about that bread. Split a nigga head about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That paper with that pyramid stamp. Bet I'm about that. Them white folk, they been about that. That's why they in Iraq. Searching for that all the motherfuckers can't buy that. Yup, I read that blueprint and decided I'm gon' try that. I'm on my grind like fuck the Illuminati. My flag in Atlanta, guess you can say I'm so patriotic. Y'all niggas better realize. Time wait for no man, better chase them green guys like bean pies. I'm chasing blessings, motherfucker, recession. Counting money like it still ain't enough. I want extra. Listen, how many times you gon' let them kids cry? When that opportunity come, you let it pass by. Why niggas stuck to this pussy like it's first and last? I want that cash before that ass. You did? Don't be confused about this life. Don't come up, ain't no luck, it's about that work. The devil trying to keep us high as fuck. Everything we do is about that bread. We might act the food about that bread. People that we choose about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. Ducking from the feds about that bread. So much bloodshed about that bread. Split a nigga head about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread.
Stronger than ever. You know the team. SKE, baby. On top of the motherfucking globe. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. When they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is now? Now. They try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is now? Now. They must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say. Who we think he is now? Now. Yeah, I know I'm the man. I think that for I am. They say, who we think he is now? Now put your hands back up in the air. And no, I'm not the same travel man for the year. I've been courteous enough, now I'm back in my chair. Middle finger to the ones that's hating the fact that we had. Vision blurry, I'ma help you in making it clear. Run on everything, we going to the top this year. And I'ma do what it takes on getting a chair. It's a dirty game and guess what, I ain't playing it fair. Don't judge a book by its cover, cause you will never know what's up under that cover. Cause I could be the coolest motherfucker, turn around and forecast and be the coldest motherfucker. Oh wow, can't believe you talking reckless. Oh my god, did he just curse in his breakfast? You damn right, I just did the unexpected. I give it first class when I deliver the message. Nigga, when they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is now? Now. They try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is now? Now. They must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say. Who we think he is now? Now. Yeah, I know I'm the man. I think before I am. They say, who we think he is now? I told y'all that you didn't see the last of me. I remember days rapping niggas used to pass on me. And girls I used to like a lot threw trash on me. Yeah, they got a couple giggles, couple laughs on me. I fast forward a couple years, a couple stacks on me. A little this, a little that, a couple bags on me. And now they on the internet keeping tags on me. Looking for a contact, tag to throw the ass on me. So slow, now they all moving fast on me. They want me to lock up in like I got a badge on me. They gon' mess around and have to get their dad on me. Tell it like it is, and I know they going fast on me. No, 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 it's no disrespect, mine. Yeah, 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 I'm on to the next mine. And you like, what is all the hype when I go by? I'm on a whole another level when you know why. Yeah, when they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is now? Now. They try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is now? Now. They must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say. Who we think he is now? Now. Yeah, I know I'm the man. I think that's who I am. They say, who we think he is now? I ain't trying to say that I'm better than y'all, cause I'm about to show that I'm greater than y'all. Yeah, I made a fortune without telling it all. You want to buy a dream, you can
seller to y'all. No, you can't set your own price. It's like putting a lease on your own life. It's like saving yourself with your own knife. It's like taking a gamble when you lose with your own dice. Therefore, I stop caring what my bro's like. Forget the cons, wanted to see what the pros like. I know I'ma be a star in my own right, and I'ma go far in any role cause I chose right. Fuck it, general, I'm on top of the pinnacle. About to blow up like I'm mixing the wrong chemicals. Y'all too typical, typical with subliminals. Why you worry about me? Get the hell off my genitals. When they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is, man, man. They try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is, man, man. They must be drinking all that Haterade the way that I make them say, who we think he is, man, man. Yeah, I know I'm the man, I think before I am. They say, who we think he is, man.
Yeah, they try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. But they don't know that I got that thing on me. But why some nigga for your stupid ass on me? They try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. But they don't know that I got that thing on me. But why some nigga for your stupid ass on me?
Keep that thing on me, call a pussy flame Tony. Niggas hating on me cause I ride around on my lonely. You don't even know me, bitch, stay in your lane. You don't wanna die, ain't no extra man in this game. You say you wanna be rich, but still acting like a bitch. Female ways to get you laid in the ditch. Quit playing with my money, get you on top of my hit list. Missing J moves while I'm out here on this rich shit. A sick hit, I need that, no question. The block focus, cut back, no pressure. Fuck niggas playing games like they smarter than me. You niggas still another myth. He ain't bothering me.
Fuck, they try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. But they don't know that I got that thing on me. Fuck, I'm some nigga for your stupid ass on me. They try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. But they don't know that I got that thing on me. Fuck, I'm some nigga for your stupid ass on me.
40 on my person, I ain't playing. Don't run up on this playboy, I get the spraying. Chalk around your body right there where you land. You little boys jump bad, I'ma treat you like a man in fuego. See, when I'm by myself, that's when I'm deadly. I put your ass to sleep, goodnight medley. See, it's cocked back, shoot, I say ready. Ain't no shaking or trembling, my aim steady. It's go time, cuz, it go time, cuz. You play me like I'm 50, got your name on the slug. Deep the jaw was on me when we walked out the club. That's why it's one in the chamber and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. They don't know that I got that thing on me. I'm watching nigga for your stupid ass on me. They try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. They don't know that I got that thing on me.
Strong man flow, we'll get full. Light your ass up, double barrel Glock. On that bird shit, boy, yeah, you better stop. Bust a couple at your feet, make your crib walk. On some ill shit, chapo, I ain't right now. Best to stay in your lane, I mean right now. Lay low, tell them they should really in they night now. My finger is to rob a nigga for his life now. My niggas cut it, took your bitch, and you ain't gon' get a bag. You seen the 107 Crease, yeah, it's a rap. It's up season, Glenwood, you know where to find a fat. Acting hard, pussy nigga, that's gon' get you whack.
Yeah, they try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. They don't know that I got that thing on me. I'm watching nigga for your stupid ass on me. They try to act hard, but niggas so phony. They wanna try me when they see me by my lonely. They don't know that I got that thing on me. I'm watching nigga for your stupid ass on me.
Yeah, nigga, nigga. Say what you want to. Do what you want to. I don't give a fuck. Linwood, Laylo, Laylo, Cutty Cartel. Buck Rogers.
It's you and I, together we fly. Who needs wings when we got the whole sky? Whole sky. Together we fly. We need to we got the whole sky.
Rehab, I won't go. All highs, no lows. Your love, my love. You got me thinking about it all day. Ooh, I wish that I can have you always. You got that crack, baby.
I got something that I like to say. You got me feeling some type of way. I've been thinking about you night and day. So maybe we could just fly away. So I'ma just put myself out, chill. You can't love without fear. Ain't no sunshine when you gone like some clouds here. All in the way and shit. But you the dopest, make it hard to focus, but you still give me strength even when I feel it's hopeless. You the reason why I wrote this. I wonder if you noticed, days without you is when the nights are the coldest.
Rehab, I won't go. All highs, no lows. Your love, my blow.
You got me thinking about it all day.
Ooh, I wish that I can have you always.
You got that crack, man. You got that crack, baby. Yeah. You got that crack. So sincere when I was spinning here. Sweet nothing, nothing else to compare. As long as you can hear and everything is clear. I promise and I swear I will always be there. And I ain't going nowhere. Not without you, everything about you. Make a nigga proud too. Say that you the one, but without two. But between you and me, we could probably make three. It's the math of chemistry. I really don't know, but I have a tendency to just go with the flow. I just plant the seed and I watch it grow.
Rehab, I won't go. All highs, no lows. Your love, my blow.
You got me thinking about it all day.
Ooh, I wish that I can have you always.
You got that crack.
I'm so tired. I see you reaching, but I think it's late cause I'm fastened up in my seat. Maybe this ain't fate if we changing it every weekend. Maybe this is love without it, we getting weaker and weaker. Girl, I know that this might hurt, but I gotta live for that limelight might first. It's like I'm crawling, but then vice versa. Cause I'm crouching when I'm flying like the height hurts. It's like the gloves in your purse bag. I'm on the plane shining up in first class. I've been high off my first drag, and I've been gone since I packed on my first bag.
I still love you, baby. You don't even notice me. Tell me why you cry. You cry every time I leave. When I'm gone.
G4 to G6, my upgrades on frequent. No secrets, you better get your cape or I'm leaving. Madness and pain, but in pain there's a reason. Don't miss your plane, cause you gon' be in pieces. Just my thesis. Should've held me down, but instead you held me up. So no Chris Brown, I'm breathing. Brain say freeze, but my heart is all sneezing. But I'ma eat it up like Little Caesars. From self-destruct, get confusing like the season. Now I'm gone, moving on like a leaf spread. Time on Pacific while hers on Eastern. Get with it, baby, but the stars that I am reaching. Get it on, but no time, listen, I am peeking. Put that villa in the chain, no freezing. At first was hurt for thinking, now I'm cheesing. Put that butter in the bread, baby, I'm leaving.
I still love you, baby. You don't even notice me. Tell me why you cry every time I leave. But now I'm gone.
Bring another rosé. I'm cooking Taco Bole. It's two girls with me, okay. Got that pizza. put it down, shut it down. If you're going down, the lights for the party, the lights for the party, and the lights for the party, the lights for the party. The lights are super, the last day song. I'll be popping fans for good at the bar. The lights for the party, the lights for the party, and the lights for the party, the lights for the party.
Hold on. Let me phone the break. This nigga One-Way J. Hold on, I got this nigga One-Way J on the line. This nigga say he calling me from jail, man. That's dedication. What up, homie?
What up, homie, man?
Dog, you locked up right now. How you calling the show from jail, man? You on three-way,
man? You know, people got their own ways of doing shit, getting shit done, you know what I mean?
What's happening, man? What's good, man? How long you got to be in, man?
I don't know, man. Hopefully, I'll be out by January. I'm fighting all this shit, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Well, shout out to the homie, man, keeping this shit all the way fucking one, and then calling in from the thing. Yeah. Man,
I would have been calling and shit if I just got my shit together because I've been here. I got to what? In August and shit. So I've been in this bitch since August and shit.
Damn, I wonder why I just didn't. Well, actually, nah, you know what? I think one of your people from your camp had hit me up and let me know you was jammed up, actually. And I was like, but I thought you know what I'm saying? But real innovative, real dedication for a nigga to call this motherfucking show from jail. You the third person that's done it, though. You wasn't the first, but you are the third person. It doesn't happen often. You know what I'm saying? Call and check in with him from jail. All right, man. Well, yo, check this out, man. First of all, hold it down, homie. Be safe up in there. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody that's in there with you, man, doing time behind the bullshit, man. Y'all guys, stay down. Hold it down, man. Hold your head up, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope you can touch back down in these streets. But, of course, me being the real nigga I am. Well, how can I not play some One-Way J? One-Way J, man. Yeah, right here. You know what it is? Back to the music, man. You're rocking with the best of them, man. We got inmates calling on the line. That shit ain't real. L, welcome to the subway. One-Way J.
Yo.
And I still feel broke. Melvin Flint, sometimes I wanna ride and smoke, but I can't keep my mind off grinding coke. I'ma climb to the top once I find the rope. They say time is money, feel like my clock is broke. I can't get it if I'm sleep, so I stay awoke. I run the streets and I hear them when they pray I don't. I let it go in one ear and come back out the other. I'm in too deep, going fish burn without the cover. Found my lover, paper chasing, fast running. Gotta feed myself, most of all my little youngin'. You niggas think I'm gonna starve you fucking bucket. Funny how money make another nigga hate you. I can't help it though, I'm a hustler by nature. The streets make me chaser for love of the paper. Hustler by nature, hustler by nature. It's funny how money make another nigga hate you. I can't help it though, I'm a hustler by nature. The streets make me chaser for love of the paper. Hustler by nature, hustler by nature. Till my niggas get more money, stop the loving. Stand for something, I ain't gonna fall for nothing. Watch the police and who they cuffing. I gotta win when it comes to material and losing nothing. Big bad wolf, ruin while you dudes is puffing. One way track slave, I'ma free all my niggas like Harry Tubman. Still running, I'ma live and learn, experience. Don't even tell me shit, what my shit stink, huh? What you doing, smelling it? High seas, spray how I'm selling it. I'm streetwise intelligent. I'ma sit on it till they buy how I'm selling it. It's funny how money make another nigga hate you. I can't help it though, I'm a hustler by nature. The streets make me chaser for love of the paper. Hustler by nature, hustler by nature. It's funny how money make another nigga hate you. I can't help it though, I'm a hustler by nature. The streets make me chaser for love of the paper. Hustler by nature, hustler by nature.
Can't help it, nigga. Crack glass. One way track. Can loose.
My hug. See, they love you when you're out here stunting, but it's fuck you when you your letter. Shit's so crazy, more crazy than ever. Just know that stormy weather don't last forever. If you need it, just ask, it's whatever. I got you. Cause when you're down bad, don't nobody need you. Bitches ain't shit, niggas ain't need no. Leave you to rot, cause niggas ain't loyal. Niggas turn sour, bitches get spoiled. Just seen them niggas you was with through the rain. They ain't even mention your name, and that's fucked up. Cold shoulders, no letters, no cheddar. And my next words are wrote in bold letters. And it read, my nigga, God's my witness. Long as you down, I'ma ride it out with you. And if you're trying to get up out of that system, gotta stop stressing if they bother them bitches. Where my gangs, where my riders, where my thugs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at? Somebody tell me where the love at. Bitch, hoes, hoes. Down and out with nothing at all. Got love at. Where my gangsters, riders, thugs, and all my bitches, hoes, hugs, gone. Let's go, they gone. Fuck, pop one of them penicillins up off the dresser, cause the bullshit building up my pressure. That's why I don't really even fuck with them niggas. They'll get you fucked up if you ain't careful. Fuck, fuck friends, cause I'd rather chill with family around the ones I know that understand me. And I don't hang around people I don't know. I know it's people out there that wanna ban me. Dang. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my thugs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing but love at. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my thugs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing but love at.
In my boxes in them, my tank top, sweatpants, shirts, and denim. It's a lot, but I'ma try to fit them in your whole closet. And off tops, I appreciate it, staying at your spot. And I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit, so I won't hear nobody say you ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Nay, I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather. I just need to stack some cheddar, but till then. Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch, can't even sleep, Joe, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living. So damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't wanna take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there. When there wasn't nowhere else to go.
Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here.
I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. This too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
on my homeboy's couch. Slipping creep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come around. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch, waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up. Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, they ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed, just up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong, in my apartment. We starting to irritate each other, beefing over tall shit. Cause he need his space like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the storage with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, slipping sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch.
Hey, listen, dog, money tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
On my homeboy's couch,
just let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy's couch,
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy's couch,
can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy's couch.
Shout out to Damian John. Culture, what up? What's the up there?
Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that shit, gotta right that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all niggas ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me. But fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done make that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest the deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your fears. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for them hoes and die by the bitch. How you gonna get rich? If you flipping bricks but ain't saving up shit. See, y'all niggas ain't dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all niggas go to jail, y'all niggas gon' tear. But you still get life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You a goddamn lie, you a goddamn rat. And you work with them boys, now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
And I love this shit. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Cracker wanna see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that send me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Nigga, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child. But you gotta quit playing, you gotta shoot for the stars. I don't know about them, but we gotta teach all. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go hand, go dumb. And I mean that like,
In the good sense, none of y'all niggas ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh. You're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. Self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I think you got a player dragging. So give it to me, I'm feeling your hot body. I know you can get it popping, and we gon' get it rockin' live.
So I have no limit. She got a couple partners with her. You know I got the team with me. SMG, yeah, you know my bitch. We ball across the world, surfing. Bless your whole team up, it's nothing. Ride around top down, blowing. Put you in the bubbles, so cozy. But you gotta give me
to slow down, cause we in control.
I seem to be encouraged by the liquor,
lick the money,
money. The women
been encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money.
The women
been encouraged by
the liquor, lick the money,
money.
The women
been
encouraged by the liquor,
lick the money,
money. The women.
Killer shots, plenty cash, we living fast. Top down, we're making good, we ripping past. I'm on a high, I'm hoping this shit will last. This feeling should never die, I promise to never crash. Feeling invigorated, we toasting and celebrating. Reflecting on every moment they hate it, cause now we made it. Coast to coast with it, I've been coast to get it. Got shorties in two towns, I'm close with both women. I missed the wrong, but I feel so good. Chilling with millionaires and I'm still so hood. They telling me slow down, I consider the same. And I think about what it takes just to get in the game.
Slow down, cause we in control now. We got no use to this life, it's all that we know.
So excuse me if I seem to be encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money. The women
been encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money. The women
been encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money. The
women
been
We probably should slow down, cause we in control now. But we got so used to this life, it's all that we know now.
So excuse me if I seem to be encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money. The
women
been
encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money. The women
been encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money. The
women
been
encouraged by the
liquor, lick the money,
money.
The women,
oh, yeah, oh.
Yeah, Key, baby.
Mark the date, baby, that's right, I said it.
Said it.
Mark the motherfucking date. That's right, Bad Boy Promo,
AMS Music,
H-N-I-C-E-N-T,
and the Southeast
biggest industry promoters,
Street Talk Promotion,
is doing it again.
Number one,
it's the 2012 end of the year,
ATL Record Pool,
Echelon 3000.
That's right, December 12th, 200 plus DJs,
and over 2,000 industry insiders
and grinders are hitting Atlanta
for the end of the year ATL Record Pool,
hosted by Hood Rich's own,
Hood Rich's
DJ Scream, and Cool Running DJs.
DJ
Bigger Rank.
Let's go.
All going down December 12th at Echelon 3000.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sponsorship and performance packages for this one are very limited. Get in early.
Call
444-474-2804.
That's
444-474-2804.
It's the 2012 ATL Record Pool and Music Conference.
That's Tuesday, December 12th. It's going down
at Echelon 3000.
Over the top promotion.
Over the top.
Presents the fourth annual
Salute the DJs Awards Show.
Yeah. A-Town, it's on again. A-Town. Yeah. Y'all know how we do around this time.
Yes, January 20th through the 22nd, 2013, in Atlanta, GA. All DJs and press are free to attend. This is the biggest event of the year. DJs make the records go around. Salute the DJ Awards Show. For more info on attendees, sponsoring, VIP, or perform, contact 770-676-8932. Log on now and vote for your favorite DJ or DJ crew at Salute the DJs Awards Show.ning.com. Salute the DJs Awards Show.
All right, now, let's get into this shit here, man. Yeah, this shit is epic.
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Shouts out to everybody that's already on the line, just chilling, riding out with me, listening to the music. Shouts out to everybody that's listening to the show live on the internet right now. And even you people listening to the replay after the fact. Everybody that's downloading this off the iTunes podcast and everything, giving me them crazy numbers over there. I salute to y'all. Appreciate y'all listening to this shit. After the fact, even though you couldn't tune in live, you still want to tune in to your boy, man. We appreciate you. So, I got my interviewer tonight on the line. You dig? A-Town Zone, man. T.O. Green is in the building. What's happening, homie?
What's going on, G?
Man, chilling, man. We over here doing it, man. Shouts out to you, man. I know you've been on your grind for a long time, man. You know, I'm over here on the south side of Atlanta, too, so I've seen you grind probably far longer than you really noticed that I saw you grind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, absolutely, man. So I've seen you around, and I've seen, you know, you've seen you perform multiple times. I've seen, I've heard some of your music, knew some of the people that you was affiliated with at one point, and we'll get into all that. But first of all, I just want you to introduce yourself to my listeners, because, you know, my listeners are all across the A, but also all across the country and the globe, because we've got people tuning in from the UK also. So go ahead and tell the people who you are, man. Where you from? Where you represent? What's up with T.O. Green?
What's going on, man? It's your boy T.O. Green, man. Mr. Everything Green himself, man. Southside representative, man. Hit Squad. Everything Green Entertainment. I'm the boss. My own company. And we just trying to turn up, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So that's a couple of things that I can bring up. And we're going to make this thing interesting. Of course, we got one of the joints loaded up that we're going to play. We're going to introduce that in a little bit. A joint called Last Night. I like that record. We're going to play that one in a minute. But before we get to that, let's talk about your grind personally. All right? Now, I know you've been doing it for a long time. You're a Southside dude. You from, well, you know, exactly what part of the Southside? Old Nat, Gobby Road area, right?
Yeah, that's the area I be in, but I'm really from the Cali part. So that's two sides to the Southside.
Okay.
And they deal with the zip codes. You got 30337, and you got 30349.
Mm-hmm.
And 49 more so are the Riverdale area, Grove Street area, Old Net area. And the 37 side is more like the city area, the Cali Park side. You know what I'm saying? And I'm from both sides, you know what I mean? I stayed in both areas, know everybody in both areas, and I'm really the, you know what I mean, South Side for real.
All right. So now, of course, I'm everybody on my show knows I'm from Florida, but I've been living in Atlanta since 1997, so I consider myself a little more than a transplant. I've been here long enough to call this my second home. I've been out here grinding in trenches with a whole bunch of other cats. A couple of cats that I know that you be on the grind with that I've seen, and I've always wanted to ask you. So on K100, we always, you know, give real interviews and we talk about the real shit. I remember at one point you was down with Young Jock and the Swag Team. And I seen that grind. I seen you guys performing a lot, doing a lot of things together, and then that kind of fell off and fell apart. Are you and him are still cool? What happened with that situation? Why did you move on away from that?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was just a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying him in particular, but a lot of folks in the camp started hating, because I started branching out doing other things. Like, I was part of the Swag Team, but at the time, you know what I'm saying? At one point, I had started running for Young Chris, the dude that had the Rats on Rats song or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the road with him, you know what I'm saying? That shit right there was putting money in my pocket, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it was a lot came from messing with Swag Team, because I used a lot of sway to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was
right.
DJs or networking with other artists, you know what I'm saying? And
uh-huh.
I still got some relationship with them people to this day, even though I don't live with Swag Team, and they know that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I was just doing a lot of other stuff outside Swag Team, like, you know what I'm saying? Dude, one hunger, they start thinking, oh, niggas got to ship or whatever. And it wasn't even like, you know what I'm saying? I got a money, so I got to get some money, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then it's like, you know what I'm saying, one of my songs, they had brought one of my songs, Mr. Marcus, on the radio or whatever, and they were ready to go in on the record, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, they wanted me to put the record out solo. And I originally did the record solo, but when I made it, Jock and Doshan put the verse on it. So when his studio head got stole or whatever, our sound got missing, man. Then nobody got me, you know what I'm saying? I had to go. I feel some kind of way about it. Now, if I'm a part of the situation and I took a wrong shoe, somebody need to holler at me, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well,
and you know what I mean? So when I went and reaching out, you know what I'm saying? I reached out in a way that I knew how to reach out.
Well, I tell you what, homie, I've always wondered what would happen. And it's good that we have shows like this, because I love the answer, first of all. I appreciate you being real candid and real honest with that.
Sometimes I ask cats questions about stuff like that. I mean, they want to jump around the bush. They want to give me some bullshit answer. And it's not really what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like right there, that was a, I feel like that was a real nigga authentic answer right there. You feel me? Because there's a lot of people who I know, you know what I'm saying, who we actually have a lot of mutual friends, homie. You know, even though we've never done business personally, I've encountered you a couple of different times, and we actually have a lot of mutual friends that we actually do know and do business with. You know what I'm saying? And I always wanted that, but, you know, I never really asked. I'm never really with the he say, she say. People can tell me something, but until I talk to somebody who's directly involved with the situation, I'm not really listening to that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ask somebody. There's going to be two sides to every story, but I'm at least get both sides of them their story, not the third motherfucking, fifth motherfucking story. That shit is...
You're right.
That don't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I always wanted to ask you that myself, you know what I'm saying, because I've seen you with them for a while and just wondered what happened. But that's the real answer. In that situation right there, I can totally understand why somebody
would feel that way, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? It was other stuff, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I first got over there, you know what I mean? I got into a little altercation, a little fist fight outside the club for him, you know what I'm saying? And got locked up at home, and went to sleep, you know what I mean?
Right.
Gonna get me out of there. I got myself out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, come on, how do you play like that? Like, I don't have beef with nobody, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a rock. If I'm messing with you or like with you, then we rock it all the way, whatever, you know what I'm saying, right along, you know what I mean? That's at me.
Yeah,
so, you know,
I understand that.
Heaven, I already knew what I was dealing with then. I knew that they'd get whatever I can get out of the situation and keep it moving. That's why I never signed no paperwork.
Right, okay. You know, like I said, we know a lot of the same people. I know somebody else who went through a similar situation with a gun charge with that camp and, you know what I'm saying, was kind of left out to dry. You know what I'm saying? Caught a charge in Alabama. My homie, you may know him, AK. He was, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was rolling with it. That's my dude.
Hey,
that's
my homie, too, man.
Yeah, AK is my homie, man. Me and AK go absolutely way back. I'm talking about, I told you, trust me, T.O. Green, when I tell you we know a lot of the same people, bro. I've been down here on the South Side grinding since I touched down. I ain't lived nowhere but the South Side since I've been here. I've been doing this rap shit since I touched down, so... A lot of the same cats, you know what I'm saying, over from that camp, even Jock himself can tell you, man to man, face to face, he know me. I went way back with him, back way before the deal, before all that, back when he was hyping for my homegirl, Miss B, you know what I'm saying, all that whole situation, you know what I'm saying, you know, so way back then, I was the one who, you know, really introduced B into rapping. I used to be the ghostwriter for her back then, before he was dealing with her, you know what I'm saying, so... Way, way back when she first started MCing, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the same people, we just really cool and we run in the same circles, and I had heard about a similar situation that about kind of basically similar to what had happened with you, man. So I can understand definitely you feeling that way and why, you know what I'm saying? As a real nigga, you like, man, you know, you got to distance yourself from the situation. So we understand that totally over here. So another situation, and I, of course, like to talk about the real shit. People be wanting to talk about superfluous shit, but I be talking about the real shit. I also know that you're down with the homie Kibo Gotti. And, you know, he had this situation going back and forth with him and Walker and everything. You know what I'm saying? How was that for you? Were you cool with both of them? Or what did you feel about that?
Repeat that question.
I see that you was down with the homie Kibo Gotti. You feel me? And the whole thing when he was going back and forth with the situation with Walker. How do you feel about really just beefing with cats and putting, airing it out on wax like that right there? Because sometimes,
I feel I'm kind of two-sided on that situation because I feel like as once being partners, because all that grew up together, you know what I'm saying, came up together, whatever. We all used to stay together, you know what I'm saying? I feel like as partners, they consider, you know what I mean, they could have worked that out between each other, you know what I mean, without letting it get that big. But I feel like, you know what I'm saying, because of the way the world and who they were, you know what I'm saying, that was the way that they wanted to do it, you know what I'm saying? And then, at the end of the day, man, you know, some people do that shit, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be a good look for some people, you know what I'm saying? Or niggas that feel like they want to gain something, they want to just let the world know what's going on, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason, you know what I mean?
But I honestly,
me being honest, you know what I'm saying, both of them being my partner, I just wish it never happened, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't taking no sides, you know what I mean? Kibo, my nigga, I grew up with that nigga, you know what I'm saying? I've been knowing him longer than I knew Walker, but when Walker came in the picture, you know what I'm saying? He was a self-deserved, like a brother, because shit, you know what I mean? He was down, you know what I mean?
Right.
And at the end of the day, I just hate that shit happen. Like, that shit's gonna never happen, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that. I felt like that too, and I told Kibo, of course, Kibo is another dude that I go way back when Kibo used to record up there at, over there at my homeboy B-Lo them down studio
over there, you feel me? That's where I first met Keybo, and we did a song together, me, him, with Affiliated Hustlers. Me, him, and B-Lo and P-Reg and all them, you feel me? My homeboy P-Reg.
Yeah.
And we all did a song together. That's when I first met Keybo, and he was real cool. And I stayed in touch with him over the years, you know what I'm saying? He's been on the show, too. And he was real cool with me. And when it first came out, I thought the same thing. I was like, ah, man, you know, it's just because I knew how cool they were. I knew they was family, basically. So I always want to ask people, man, what do you feel about, like, what would make you really just go on wax and go at somebody hard on wax like that? What could they possibly do to violate it, to make you do that?
I can say this because I feel towards certain situations, you know what I'm saying, in my situation, I feel different about them. So if I keep it gangster because it's on the mixtape, like I went at drop on a couple songs, but I didn't go where they made no sense of trying to, you know what I'm saying, end a nigga career or nothing like that. I just went at him and just straight said what I had to say to him, so I couldn't get in touch with him. And I know if I can't get in touch with you, you'll hear it through the music and reach out to me, you feel me?
Right. Right, exactly.
That's
right.
Just me.
So tell us about your music, man. What inspires you? What you write? Hey, you got me on. I'm getting the feedback. Can you turn me down? You got something turned up loud. You got me on speakerphone. You got me on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah, not no more.
Okay, yeah, the speakerphone will give me a feedback. All right, so the music. I listen to your music when you first. I always felt like when I used to hear you flowing, whether it be at Street Talk, open mic, or wherever I saw you doing your thing at grinding at, you feel me? I used to always say to cats, I'd be like, yo, dude, right there, you know, homie got some flow. I used to really listen to what you said. I felt like you, one of the guys on the South Side that really had bars. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of cats on the South Side who music I really just personally don't like because I feel like they really don't be saying much. They just kind of just jumping on a hot track, you know what I'm saying, and riding the 808. But I've always felt like you personally have had bars. You was spitting some shit when you was flowing. And I always tell people that. So your penmanship, how do you feel about really going in lyrically? Because I feel like artists like you, you go in and even on a trap beat, you'll still get lyrical. Whereas a lot of people, especially on the South Side, especially down South period, they kind of frown on lyrics and they say, man, fuck all that lyrical shit. Nigga just trying to talk about some simple shit. But I've heard you repeatedly go in lyrically on a song. Now, it may be over a trap beat, but I've heard you repeatedly go in lyrically. How do you feel about the stigma that a lot of people feel about artists down south, especially the South Side artists, that they ain't lyrical, they just be making bullshit music? What do you feel about that?
Me personally, I don't even listen to these niggas like that. Like my partners will tell you, man, we got them, we ride, and I get in the car, and they got anything in the car. I take that shit out and put my CD in. And it ain't even on no arrogant shit. Like a lot of these niggas don't be saying that. That shit be simple as fuck. And for a nigga like me who is a real fan of hip hop and music, you know what I'm saying? I can't listen to that kind of shit because it don't do nothing for me, man. Like, you know, my music, a lot of my music, you know what I'm saying, it messages in my music. Or it's really telling you what's going on and what I'm doing. I ain't bragging. I ain't rapping about me lying around no families and all that kind of shit because I ain't get that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't rap about that shit. So when I hear niggas say crazy shit and do little simple songs, little ABC rhyme scheme, I can't listen to it.
I feel you on that. We definitely in agreement on that right there. We definitely feel the same about that.
and if they made it work for their situation, then I salute it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no hater to beat your bread, but I can't rock with this shit. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That ain't me.
Right, right. Well, I can tell you personally, homie, that me personally, this is Blizzard talking, just because, you know, everybody know I'm an artist and everything, too. I really be listening to the cats, and you one of the cats that on the South Side, I always say when I see you at the open mic, I be like, the homie Till Green, nigga be ripping, dog, some real shit. You
and
feel me?
Like,
I always
if I go in on the, like if I do some Jacket for Beat type shit,
mm-hmm.
half of the time I haven't even heard this. I don't even know what the song sounds like. They go to that beat. I just ride them motherfucker.
Right, exactly. So how do you feel about... How do you feel about the mixtape game? I'm going to ask you this. We're going to get into the song, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. How do you feel about the mixtape game right now? A lot of people, I know you got mixtapes out. You got two good mixtapes out, the one with Greg Street and everything and all that. I know you got two tapes that's got some real good music, real good original music. How do you feel about doing an album? You know what I'm saying? Would you want to do an album, or would you just want to keep it into the mixtape game? What do you feel about that?
No, I want to do albums because... When the music you hear from me and the music mm-hmm. I make it according to what I want to do. Like I can wake up and be like, Man, I'm tired of this damn CD. Man, I want to go make me buy two songs right quick to ride to. And I just do that, and them motherfuckers would be hard. Or if I'd be like, when I do my mixtape, I come up with the names first. Then I kind of center my songs around that name. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go in, I just be playing sometimes. Like a lot of them songs, I might just hit the studio and just go in. I don't even write nothing. I just go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when I want to work on the song and put like my all into a song, and they come out sounding like real album material, and I know once I get the right production and all that, I make a hell of an album. I want to do albums. But I like doing mixtape because they fun. You can have fun with a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want to do with a mixtape. Just have fun with it. Just do you.
Absolutely.
You know what
I love that answer. I love that answer. Well, I got some real, I told everybody, I'm going to interview the homie. I said at the beginning of the show, I said, I'm going to ask this nigga some real shit. I ain't even asking no goddamn superficial ass questions.
You know what I want you to do? That's what I want you to do. I promise I want you to do it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you called in, finally got a chance to hit us up on K100 Internet Radio. We got your music now, so we'll be rotating with you over here. You know what I'm saying? I know we followed you on Twitter, so make sure you follow the show back to K100 Radio Twitter. I don't know if you have or haven't yet, but make sure you follow us back, because we put you on. When you follow us back, we put you on a tweet list of songs, and we play it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we let people know we playing you. You know, retweet, let people know we rocking with you over here at K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I see you out on the grind because I see you everywhere. But this time, I make sure we connect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real. I'm out here. Like whenever you need me, hit me. I'm there.
Absolutely. So first, all right, so let's get to the song, man. Introduce this song. The name of this joint is called Last Night. Go ahead and tell us about it, man.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and jump into it.
It's just one of them recommenders that get the lady going, you know what I mean? They just get to thinking about that last night, that next morning when they wake up, you know what I'm saying?
That last night.
I got my homies on here. Yeah, called Last Night. My homie Lucci and KYFN. A smooth one, boy.
Absolutely. So ladies, Last Night. Got it right there. We getting ready to rock this thing out on the subway. Hold on. I didn't mean to press that button. My bad. The button I meant to press, ladies. Y'all know the drill over here.
The ladies, she hit a little man.
K100 Radio, man. K100 Radio with the homie T.O. Green, man. New joint, man. Last night. We break indie records over here. You rocking with the best of them, and welcome to the subway.
Jay, Lucci,
hey, we back at it.
What's
nigga?
ECE,
nigga.
You know how we
Last Night on man. You know what I mean?
Jay,
I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. I'm drinking wet like Poseidon. I'm ready to eat. And you the only one inviting. You can suck it all you want, baby, just don't bite it. Matter of fact, go ahead, I'ma tell your ass if I like it. It's green, my name rang bells. Just ask about me. You bout that life, I'm bout that life. We can get it poppin', see like hardcore sex. For bitch, I'm hardcore Holly. Had a sip in that Patron and she was gone off that Molly. Got tennis like making good. Hey, why you waiting, do it? Hey, fuck the grill, let's pull over. Man, it's vacant hood. I got the chop, so I ain't worried about nothing. I'm just worried about fucking that a little bit. I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fuck around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fuck around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. Hey,
you can catch me hopping off a boat.
Real.
And some Louis flip flops with a lot of hoes.
Real.
I might pull up in a drop with a block
that's
of hoes. And I keep four or more rows. I am never
known.
Fuck they hating folks.
Yeah.
Fuck all you hating hoes.
Come
with my Asian hoes. Just left my Jamaican hoes. And I ain't into saving hoes, so be where I might take your hoes.
Yeah.
So you might wanna keep her close. Ooh.
Okay, I pulled up in the ghost. Your hoe toe first, so I put red bottom on her. Rapping all on her. Yeah, a couple times from her purse. Then I killed her. She dead. Why somebody get her hurt?
I saw her rolling on the bean last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night.
Last night she was on them sand, and I put it on my man. She came out them cans. Real Miley fan, she came out them sand. Right here on top of that dick is where she better land. She wet, so I splashed out on that pussy. I'm about to land, why me crash out on that pussy? Wake up, roll over, I count out in that pussy. I'm geeked out my mind, I spazzed out in that pussy. Two cups of that act, now I'm all in her back. Then she fought my little bro, boom, with no screens attached. She stay wet, no jacuzzi. She too extra, her life for moving my bankroll. Got whole shoes and I killed that shit, yo,
I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. I had her rolling on the bean last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. Then she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. Hey.
Smoking loud and stacking money to the ceiling. Charlie singing on the hater, yeah, we winning. Bad bitches on my dick, cause I be spending. Get money, got to know that I be getting it.
Bye.
be spending. Getting money, got to know that I be getting it.
Niggas would let
niggas
me would
let me be.
I hear you shot,
hear you shot, nigga.
Man, I just kicked them bitches out. He moved them bitches in. It ain't no beef, he ain't my foe, but he damn sure ain't my fucking friend. Cutthroat, that's how the game is. Ride around with my main bitch in that SS or that Jaguar or that blue coupe with them dark tints. Louie in the kitchen, he fucking with them beakers. Before his daddy died, that's all he used to teach him. Then I came back on some more shit. Drop bottles, get ghost shit. Let my niggas go, I work shit like I'm Moses. Niggas goons till they get caught. Lost Quinn Quinn on March 4th. Ain't seen two since he went to court. And that red flag what I ride for. Where I'm from, we got a fight to eat. Outside, not Bell Street. Brown Sword, 7-5. Free my nigga, VC. Got fucked up with that pistol charge. That's why I walk around a little pissed off. Sneak this and look tight, huh? That's the proper way to get knocked off. Ducked off with my main bitch. Talk with her bad ass. She skinny nine, it's all good. I'ma fuck her till she get a fat ass. Got good weed on good weed. Rats on rats on rats. I hustle hard. Stir the pack, bring it home and she count that. All these goons around me feel like I can't be touched. All that ice in my crib, bitch, I think I'm King Tut. Smart nigga with a street dream, God know I ain't living right. Sent me back with a second chance, might just do this shit twice. Nigga shot at me, so I shot back. Baby nine in my backpack. Granddaddy named AK, he'll push your fucking tape back. Bitch, bitch, need I say more? Boss.
Reporting live from Brown Sub, this the motherfucking trenches. You know the motto, get money and fuck bitches. Boss, this ain't my name, it's my lifestyle. Is you stupid, bitch? Playing get your ass plugged, cause my little niggas on that stupid shit. Hit the club and I make a scene. All these hoes wanna fuck with me, and all these fuck niggas watching me. Fuck boy, you know better. When this stick hit your ass, Ryder Trauma can't even help you. Yeah, nigga, you heard right. Ryder Trauma can't even help you. Boss nigga, we make boss moves, keep one in the head, all we do is shoot. Got a bad bitch, all we do is fuck. You pump faking, all you do is fuss. Smoked out on that good, good. We them boys in the hood. We know who in the camp by the handshake. Real niggas ain't no fakes. Fast life ain't no breaks. My nigga spent 50K on his last case. Damn right, he beat that. And they coming home, run till that. Hell yeah, we back at it. Hell yeah, we stay snapping. Niggas scream, people don't want none. Two sticks, four drums, 100 rounds, each one. Now imagine that outcome. I told Fred and Dre, we gotta up the stakes. Told me and the Chippin' time to lock the stakes. Told Jeff and Chubb, we need a Cuban flood. Think I ain't gon' snap, they got me fucked up. Told Kochenberg, I need another bird. Brown sub to the hut, that's my word.
Start, Tyler.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Event Divas Shillette on Twitter is talking about me and T.O. Green's interview. She's saying, I like the interview, but can we talk better English? This motherfucker don't understand what the fuck station she listening to, do she? First of all, I think that was a very excellent interview. First of all, now I could get on this motherfucker and talk proper and stuff, but then again, why would I do that when my middle finger is a fuck you middle finger up? Of course, I'm going to have to tone it down a little bit once this other station picks me up. I'm going to be clean. I'm going to stop cussing. I can't use sounds like... All this shit is dead. I can't even use gunshot at the next station I'm going to. Motherfucker ain't there yet. And so when real niggas sitting around and we just chopping it up, what the hell you think we're going to talk about? What you think we're going to talk like? Huh? This ain't fucking CNN, and I ain't Anderson Cooper. So there's your answer, Vin Divas on Twitter. Let me run down who I played tonight, because I done played a shitload of music, and I haven't even shouted out none of the artists. She's tweeting me again. Look, Vin Divas, all right? It's a real conversation between real niggas, between real men. Okay, if you can't understand the situation, I don't know what to tell you, Charlie. Maybe you need to stay away from niggas like us, because we're going to have your ass. Real niggas break up households, man. Nobody ever tell you that? You've been warned. All right, let me tell you who I play. Let me see. I started the show off with... actually, I went back farther than that. I played a whole bunch of shit before that. Oh, yeah. I started off with Trail Mac. Decatur Red, Eastside homie. Decatur Red with that bread. Then I played Trail Mac with who we think he is. Skilly checking in. Eastside again, my homie Glenwood Lalo and Cuddy Cartel with Thang on me. Duval, 904 checking in. Jericho with Got That Crack. Lucy Ball, Pimp C checking in from the Carolinas. Featuring Naja with Psychotic. Took it up top with New Breed with Regrets. Lil R&B, Cutie Singer with Life of the Party. Let's see, who else after that? After that, my homie C-Bone just goes completely ham with my tweet, tweeting me out. Shouts out to C-Bone, yo. Oh, yeah. The homie One Way J, who called in Three Way from Jail with Hustler by Nature. I had to play this shit. Didn't call in Three Way from Jail, nigga. How can I not play that? New York checking in. Snatch Dollars featuring Blaze Glam day after day. Back down to South Florida, man, where I'm from. Burger, the homie Burger. Where the Love. I love that record, man. That shit go hard. Midwest checking in. Trey from the Rough Drafts with Homeboy's Couch. One of my favorite songs I play on this show. That's one of the rawest. I love that song. That shit is in my iPod, nigga, on my own personal playlist. Young AJ checking in. Tampa checking in with featuring Trick Daddy on My Job. Major Lyric, A-Town All Night Long. C.I. King featuring G-Swag with Three Reasons. All right, and then we had the interview with the homie T.O. Green, and we played his joint last night. Then we played the homie Tom Hucky, Money to the Ceiling, BSC, The Rundown, the homie Lil Donald with Yeen Hood, Don't Act Hood. Shouts out to the artist. It's really not a lot to talk about in hip-hop news other than what is it? I think it was the shit that's going on with Chris Brown. Wiz Khalifa is supposed to be marrying Amber Rose. I don't know how you. I don't know how. Could you marry somebody where everybody done seen you, bro, nigga? Could you marry a stripper? Or could you marry, like, Kanye? Kanye's taking Kim Kardashian to his mom's grave. So I guess it's okay to take a chick who got a sex tape out to your mama's grave now. That's how we playing. This nigga, I don't know what's going on with Cat Williams. Somebody please check the homie Cat Williams in the rehab. I know you got some family friends who care about this cat. He done put the police on a police chase. I don't know, Cat. Get it together, homie. But nothing new over here to see. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of cats getting booed up and all that kind of other shit, man. Nothing serious is really popping off in the industry right about now. You know, it's cold. Winter months. Nicki Minaj's re-up isn't doing too good. But it's a lot of songs on there that's already been re-released, but she went back to her roots. She snapped on the judge on whatever that reality show is. The X Factor? Oh, yeah. She went off on them. She got mad and got upset. I don't know. She said the guy was saying some racial shit. So Nicki Minaj just flew off the handle on them guys. But it's really nothing to see here. It's nothing really to talk about in the industry. Blase, blase. Same old shit. Of course, you're in the ATL, you're on the south side, you know what I'm saying, or north side or whatever, make sure you check out the ATL record pool. I already ran the promo. I'll probably run it again. That's going to be over there, Echelon 3000. It's a good place to get your networking on. They got performance opportunities and all that. Of course, all this information that I'm talking about is on chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com, the parent site. Go over there and check it out, man. All right? We're going to go ahead and get back into the music, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to the artist, shout out to T.O. Green for calling in to the show. And we're going to go ahead and ride out with a couple of more songs before we get up out of here, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, all the promos that we be playing on the show on the air, if they got a flyer or something like that for that event or even the promo for it, you can find it at chainlessentertainment.com if you didn't get a chance to hear it the first go around. What I want to say, that's it, man. That's pretty much. We're going to ride out some music, man. Try and squeeze in as much music as I possibly can. A new edition that's kind of sort of new, not really new, but fairly new that I always like to play. My homie LaVon Dash, he got a real fly one on his hands with this one right here. I like this record. Name of his joint is called Fly With Me. We'll go ahead and run that. I'll probably get into a little bit more R&B before we get up out of here, man. Of course, you know, as I've stated before numerous times, you're rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
Like a brand new whip, you got all the right features. If I fight, then you fight, that's just how it goes. I almost laughed when you gave that girl a bloody nose. How you got that bad, man, nobody knows. You a socialite, got popular elbows. Keep my red gloves tight, like I'm fighting Rocky. And you can cook your ass off, girl, that's how you got me. Bars about you come easy, cause you inspire. You keep the bed warm, like sleeping by a campfire. Shine so bright, they couldn't help but notice. You good at filtering the bull, you know who be bogus. Trendsetter, go get her money, getting hustlers. 50-50 loving, we split it with each other. Yeah.
Hey, hang over here. bars.
Bitch, I'm raw. Folks fall out cause they can't stand them. The picture you depicted is something you can't fathom. Alone in this Facebook image, you can't tangle.
You fly?
You better prepare for a crash landing. Please, sir, put in your clip cause I pack candy. And everybody pimping, I guess I'm a backhander. Grab Mike's kung fu grip when I kick faster. Whether I may win means I'm a Pac-Man. I don't think you recognize the name, no. If it ain't hip-hop, what the hell you came for? You only live one time, that's what they say. Your life's a bitch, I'ma get good head until her brains blow. Damn it, I be gone until November. Graduated early, boy, you missed the whole semester. Your girl love the way that I school, impressive. No plan, cause the chick get nutty with the professor, yeah.
Could there be a time for you?
You and I entering the dragon. Bruce Lee bad, lyrical ninja assassin. Third degree black belt bars spin past that. I eat beats and throw up hits and shit classics. L, nasty flow, cat tactics. Mission is to get to the green like St. Patrick. Haven't even reached my peak to wreak havoc, but still seek those that preach and speak tragic. If life's a gamble, I'm all in. They take a leap of faith, I'd rather just fall in. I got so many haters that's hoping I don't win, but I'm familiar with them deadly sins of Shaolin. My God, spiritual, rap can't live. Speak like a prophet, thought so biblical. Hip hop, holy water flow, pour it into you. Faith and belief through prayer is what I'm living through. Yeah.
Could there be a time for you?
Damn it, my flow so ratchet. Killer instrumentalist, then I bury the hatchet. Whack rappers, you about to witness a tragedy. Flow so macho, man, I'm such a savage. Off the turnbuckle, bow to your chest cage. Crack air bone in your body like an S game. Now they coming at a king like a chess game. Too many pawns make it hard to holler checkmate. Since I'm a dream of the image, I see it vividly perceived from this road that I've taken all of my energy. Okay. But still see the growth and the levels that I am finna reach. I'm orchestrating a symphony with my similes. I don't think I'm ready for that rude boy. I beat dog, treating that rapper like a true story. I'm such a jerk, no relation to your new boy. They call me Mike Bars, I thought you knew, boy, damn.
Could there be a time for you?
Step into the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this ground and get down.
Nothing can describe how hard I feel for you.
Every man fall to the ground you stepping on. If they had a woman, then baby, they left them home. Trying to get at a woman like you was something else. Feeling like a pair of leeches, baby, you never felt. Nothing like this ever did you fall from the sky. Ever since that you, lady, I wonder why. Since I stepped in the building, baby, you caught my eye. Nice coverage of juicy lipstick in the thighs. I'm approaching you, hi, I'm Kid, I'm your biggest fan. You got me, lady, I'm wondering if you got a man. I'm trying to build a house where there's wondering how to stand. I'm not your average natural, baby, I got a plan. Got your smile. Well, since I'm here, what you sipping on? This ain't a booty call, baby girl, this a different song. This ain't an everyday thing that you stumble upon. If you feeling what I'm feeling, baby, start singing along.
You find movement, you on my mind already. You define the girl's step into the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this ground and get down. Nothing can describe how hard.
I'm in the fast lane, maybe I need to slow it down. Take this heat off this high bit and just simmer down. You just got me, girl, flawless, that's what I walked up on. And I ain't listening if they tell me you not the one. They call me stupid, well, listen here, then I'm stupid then. My dog's asking me, and you got shot by Cupid, when? But I ain't worried, I got you around me, that's all I need. I ain't gotta look no more, me and you guaranteed. Am I tripping, there's something about you I can't ignore. All this time has been you is what I've been waiting for. And in my future, no picket fences, let me for real. Country side of the house, I sit in on top of hills. Bye-bye. For the giant pool in the backyard, with two dogs and a bike, not trying to act hard. Planning trip to the island that we can kick it on. Back to reality, tell me, what were you sipping on?
You find movement, you on my mind already. You define the girl stepping to the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get it down. Nothing can describe how hard. Find movement, you on my mind.
you a step into the club.
You see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get down.
Nothing can describe how hard I feel for you.
Oh, where's my background music? Damn it, man. It didn't come in on cue. I had like a 5 second air gap. Anyway, hold up. Before we go, I got some on the phone lines checking in. Shouts out to LaVon Dash. Shouts out to the kids. And shouts out to who I just played. The kids, LaVon Dash, and Mike Bars. All those songs are fan favorites here at K100 Internet Radio. Fly with me. Time for you and me. And she got me. Yeah. 404-969, what's happening? Welcome to K100. What's up?
Yeah, this is Alicia from A105Radio.com. Mr. Ray Daniels told me about you, so I'm just tuning in. I love the music, and I'm also have my own show every Saturday from 2 to 4. Yeah, Alicia.
Yeah, what's happening? Oh, over at A105, me and A105 are currently in talks, I guess you could say. We are currently in talks. Yes, we're currently in talk. So things are gonna be changing over here at K100 and over there at A105. You're gonna be hearing a lot more strange sound.
But, yep. Let's go with the shift.
Well, thank you for tuning into the show. Of course, over here I only play all indie music. I know A105, they play some of the stars and stuff. I've been played over there as an indie artist, though. So they do play indie music over there, and I rocks with A105. I actually performed at A105's last event up there at Liquid Lounge. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him and Ray Daniels, and hopefully we can sit down as men and get this thing worked out, and we can cross-brand and make this thing even bigger and make this thing really pop, because, you know, the underground is rocking with both of us, so that's what's up. When did you start your segment? Have you started already, or what's going on?
Actually, I'm getting ready to start December.
You get ready
every
to start
Saturday.
Okay, every Saturday. Okay.
Yep, from 2 to 4. Yeah, I'm excited.
I know you are. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we'll run into each other, and you're just gonna do great things. Where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica.
I knew it was somewhere. I heard something. I didn't know what it was, but I heard something.
Jamaica, man. Buka, no, what am I looking?
Well, I'm glad you tuned into the show. Come over here, you know, checking me out and everything. You said you like the music?
Yeah, I love the music. Yeah, all my way from home, love it here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, big up to K100 and A World Radio.
That's what's up.
A105.
Shout out to you, babe. And we'll, of course, if you're rocking with them, then at some point we're going to be rocking with each other and we're going to cross paths, all right?
Exactly. Getting ready to tell the world just now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you later, all right?
Yeah, man. Bless you.
All right. Well, that concludes this episode of K100 Radio, and I'm not going to make this ride out really long, and you know why? Because it's Tuesday, motherfuckers. And you know what I do on Tuesday? Let me see what Jack's got up his sleeve. R.I.P. Opie, man. Damn it, Opie. I'm talking about Sons of Anarchy for you lanes, and if you don't know about Sons of Anarchy, I don't know what the hell you watching TV for. Just go throw your TV in the damn... Well, I won't say that. You might like sports and news and stuff. But if you watch TV and you don't watch that show, it's like really the only show I care about on TV. And I watch The Walking Dead. I don't get a chance. I gotta watch this live. So I'm done talking with you motherfuckers. Sons of Anarchy time. Shouts out to everybody. Shouts out to the artists. Shouts out to T.O. Green. All right. Shouts out to A105. You're going to hear a lot of things popping with A105 and Blizzom. Got a meeting Friday. See how that goes. You rock with the best of them still in any event. And this was the subway.